We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us here on set at Fenway Park is Magnolia Contreras, Vice President of Community Health at Dana-Farber. Magnolia, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Well, thanks for making some time for us. And again, everybody's got titles, and I always ask, what does it mean? So just kind of walk us through your job at Dana-Farber.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you for having us here. This is such an exciting day for Dana-Farber and for our patients. Part of the work that I am expected to do at Dana-Farber is really think about how to bring prevention interventions into the community, things like mammography screening, dermatology screening, so we can detect skin cancers and those types of screening opportunities. We do a lot of community education so that people can really understand cancer, the different types, the different areas of the body that it could occur, the different organs, and that they understand not only how to prevent it, but also if they get diagnosed, what some of the options might be in treatment discussions, right? So we think about it more holistically and want to ensure the community knows as much as possible about cancer, all cancers, and in every community. So we do it in Spanish, we do it in English, we do it for specific groups, elders. So that's what we do.
So we see all this money that we're raising. We're up to $2.2 million over these this day and a half so far. Where does some of this money go towards doing what you do?
Well, thank you. Thank you to all the people, donors who have contributed. We appreciate it tremendously. Part of the resources really do go to things that are related to patient care. And for our team, the patient care piece really helps to support the work we do when somebody gets a diagnosis and making sure that when they come to that first appointment, that they feel prepared. So we actually call people before their initial cancer appointment to just explain to them what to expect for the day. Do they have any issues that we can help them with? Do they have transportation to come to that first appointment? Do they have somebody to join them in that first appointment? And if they don't, our team are available to join them so that we understand what's happening for that person and try to develop a long-term relationship. They're called our patient navigators. And basically, they are almost like a buddy for a patient so that somebody understands not only the cancer that they have, but also what else is going on for them in their life, in their environment that could prevent them from having a positive outcome.
Now, how did COVID affect the way you and your team did your job, do your job, and now coming back around, is it kind of going to get back to normal in terms of the community outreach and things like that?
So we expect that things are going to go back to normal, but believe it or not, one of the positive things about COVID was that our team pivoted immediately to provide that education that I mentioned to you. And we just found online communities that we could join and serve as experts, bring in the cancer information. And so that's something that we see has a lot of potential. Prior to the pandemic, we would do these community educations and we would have 8, 10, 12 people, right? Now we're educating 80, 90, 100 plus people. And so that opportunity is an area that we want to amplify now moving forward. We want to keep that education and that more people hear about it. And also thinking about how do we now connect the education with access to Dana-Farber, because now we have these patient navigators.
So
they
in
can
a
actually
way,
call people.
So in a way, COVID sort of expanded your ability to be able to reach people in a different way now.
It's one of the blessings.
Wow.
Yeah, right. At least they'll take one good thing out of it,
it's
I
one
guess.
Of the blessings. Absolutely. Absolutely.
There wasn't many.
The other piece that I just want to say, it also allows us to think about what do we need to do now post-COVID. Right. And so a lot of the information that we are sharing with people is about how important it is to get screened because we couldn't for a long time during COVID. And so that's a big message. Go to your primary care provider, get the screenings that you need if you're behind. And we are just sharing that message with people because that's what people need to do.
How much have you seen the community benefits program evolve over the years? And not just with the pivot of COVID, which obviously helped as a boost, but from when you started to where it is now?
Wow, in 15 years.
Yeah.
So I think we're better. I think we haven't really grown in terms of the number of team members that we have. Now we are, luckily, because the responsibility that we have has expanded. But what we have done is become much more expert around how to bring cancer information into places that people don't expect and don't even want to hear about it, right? So now we understand how to talk about cancer at a concert, in areas that people really don't want to hear about. And again, this virtual opportunity is one that we think, we will need to explore further.
Yeah. Do you feel like you're making inroads in certain, I don't even know how to term it, like communities or people not wanting to hear the message, and just, is it really just flood the market where you almost can't avoid hearing the message? I'm sort of interested as to what strategy you're taking in terms of trying to get the breakthrough.
So that's how we work together with Dana-Farber's communication team. We try to flood the market about cancer, about who we are, about what we do. And then my team is a little bit more strategic around how do we talk to particular populations. For example, men of my dad's age, right? How do I talk to men, older men, Black older men about prostate cancer? And we now are able to do that and are much more sophisticated in doing that due to the fact that we know so much about prostate cancer, but also this COVID idea of we have to find better ways of bringing this information. Mm-hmm. And no, it's not okay for, the older Black men not to hear a woman talk about this. Now we're just there and we're going to join you and you're going to listen to what we have to say.
Thanks.
Well,
good
again,
approach.
Flood the market then with bit of force as well.
Yeah, sometimes, not so gentle.
You also have, as I see here in the notes, you're also on the board of directors of the Economic Development Industrial Corporation of Lynn. So you work with people in terms of businesses and getting into small business loans, things of that nature. So it sounds like you have a real idea as to sort of who you're talking to, and maybe, as you just kind of mentioned, how you need to talk to them.
That's the art of, the credentials that I have as a social worker and somebody with a business administration degree. You really have to be thoughtful about what message you're delivering to who and the why. And that's what I think my office has been really, we have gotten so good at. And we do that. And yes, I am an advocate and I participate in the city of Lynn as an active community member. And that's one of the ways that I do that. Yeah.
Wow. Pretty awesome. Magnolia Contreras, Vice President of Community Health at Dana-Farber. Thank you for filling us in on what you do and how vitally important it is. And of course, dollars donated is what it's about at the end of the day.
I want to thank everyone who's donated, and please get screened. If you have any questions, contact us at Dana-Farber. We'll be happy to help you.
There you go.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And if you have not donated, the number is 877-738-1234. That's 877-738-1234. You can text KCANCER to 20222 to give $25. And you can also go to jimmyfund.gives/KCANCER. And you can go to jimmyfund.org to be able to donate as well.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.